Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and MTE's charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, it's time to talk about the Salvation Army of Rutherford County here this morning. And joining us today are the chair and vice chair, MTE's Jay Sanders, and also Nissan's Greg Armstrong. And Jay, you know a little bit about that Sharing Change thing, right? I don't know what's going on with the old Zoom machine.
Yeah, I don't either. That's okay, Brian. That's how technology goes sometimes. You know, we'll just improvise and we'll make it work.
Well, good to have you. And Greg, that may be the case with you. I'm not sure. So you may want to give me a call on the station phone there. Yeah. So you can do that and we'll be in good shape. Jay, you are the chair of the Salvation Army. So how long have you been the chair?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So I've been the chair for a year now, and I'm honored to serve in that position. You know, it's really opened my eyes up about opportunities to serve with the Salvation Army in ways that other residents in Rutherford County can give back to those in need. You know, obviously it's a humbling position as well, and I'm just glad that, you know, we have other people like Greg Armstrong
and other individuals that serve alongside us on the board.
So, you have been a board member for quite some time, I believe. You were on the board when I was there serving.
That's correct. Yeah, I've had the opportunity now to serve for a number of years. Dr. James Calder,
several years ago, asked me if I would serve on the board, and you know, it's an opportunity that I couldn't pass.
Sure. Well, glad that you're doing that as well. And talk to me here just a little bit about some of the things that are going on with the advisory council and how that advisory council works alongside with the Salvation Army here in Murfreesboro.
Has a number of positions. You know, Greg Armstrong, he serves as the vice chair on the advisory council, and then Phil Barnett serves as a treasurer as well on that council. And so we've got a number of new council members as well, and you know, we're always looking to increase the capacity in which we can serve the Salvation Army. And one way we can do that is by bringing on new council members. Here recently, we were able to bring on two new council members, Robin Say with she's with Parks Realty, and then Tasha Price, she's with Ascend Federal Credit Union. And we were recently able to bring on both of those individuals. They're going to be huge assets to the Salvation Army, and we're just looking forward to them serving alongside of us.
That is good to know here. So we've got Jay Sanders joining us, and he is with the Salvation Army's Advisory Council. And the work that is about to go on in maybe the busiest season for the Salvation Army coming up with the Red Kettle and Angel Tree, how important is it for the corporate community here in Rutherford County to get behind the Salvation Army and support?
Well, I'll start with that. You know, there's several businesses in Rutherford County, and there's a reason we're called Volunteer State, but there are several businesses in Rutherford County that give back. I want to say that we live in the best county in the state of Tennessee that gives back to those in need, that gives back to the organizations that are serving those in need. And, you know, Nissan, they do a great job. They help out so much during this time period that we're about to begin coming up and getting ready for Christmas. I just can't thank them enough for all that they do. Ascend Federal Credit Union also pitches in along with Middle Tennessee Electric. But, you know, if you're a business owner or if you work for a business and you want to contribute, we would love to have you out. There's a number of different ways that I would ask for you to consider contributing. Number one would be coming out and ringing the bell. You know, you can volunteer to do that for a 3-hour stint, or you can get a team together from your workplace and come out and volunteer and ring the bell. We always need more bell ringers. Every year I hear, man, this is the first time we saw you this year, and you know, it's late in December, and we don't want to hear that whenever we're out ringing the bell. You know, we want people to say, hey, we've seen y'all out in the community a bunch, you know, already, or I've already donated. You know, I saw you guys, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago out ringing the bell. That's what we want to hear. So we need more bell ringers. We want to encourage you to get out. If you've not done that, it is a humbling experience. But it's also something that I look forward to. I know that I'm giving back to those in need whenever I personally go out and do it. And I know that, you know, any residents that are listening right now, if you've considered doing it, it's something that, you know, you're going to look back on and you're going to cherish those moments that you were able to get out and make an impact in our community.
You know, I know so many companies that use this as an opportunity, Jay, to, you know, give back to the community, encourage their staff to also volunteer, and it can really be a good team building exercise as well. So I know that there are a lot of great companies that use this as an opportunity around the holidays to do that.
It is, certainly. You can start a digital kettle there at your workplace and raise funds within your organization. You know, like I said, you can get a team to come out and volunteer. You know, if you just pick 1 3-hour time slot to come out and ring the kettle, that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to be there for a 3-hour time period. For instance, at Middle Tennessee Electric, we'll have volunteers come out and just ring the bell for an hour, maybe during their lunch period, you know, and then we'll have another volunteer come out and take their place to complete that 3-hour time span.
We have Jay Sanders joining us here, chair of the Salvation Army here in Rutherford County, and the Red Kettle campaign that usually is right around Thanksgiving, a day or two before or after, right in there. I guess that's when we'll start seeing the kettles out.
Yes, absolutely. We hope that you're going to see those out in the community by that time period right after Thanksgiving, all the way through Christmas. And you know, again, I just want to encourage you. Hey, if you haven't done that in the past, if you haven't volunteered to ring the bell, we want to encourage you to do that. Or if you have done it, we want to invite you back. You know, we need your help. We need all the volunteers in the community to come out and be a part of this. Aside from the Red Kettle, you know, there's another program as well that I just want to mention, and it's the Angel Tree Program in Nissan. You know, they really help out with this program. They provide hundreds of children in need and seniors alike with supplies, basic needs, and of course children, you know, with toys that they might not receive otherwise. But Nissan does a great job with this, as well as the Salvation Army and donations from individuals throughout the year. There is some just quick notes on the Angel Tree program that I wanted to mention. The Angel Tree registration for families in need will start October the 1st. And so if you're listening today and you know of a family in need, I know it's tough times right now. I know, you know, food is extremely expensive and everything has gone up. And so some people are pretty tight, you know, with their budget this year. And they may have not been in this circumstance before, you know, where they funds are so tight that they might not be able to provide something for their children for Christmas. So, but if you know of a family need, families can visit the Salvation Army, Murfreesboro.org, to find the online registration. Again, that's going to start here in just a few days, October the 1st.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, time flies, and it's coming up here so soon about the with Angel Tree. And this is an opportunity, and I think a lot of people are familiar with how the Angel Tree works, but this, again, is another opportunity for maybe workplaces to get involved and, you know, adopt several angels at one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Workplaces can adopt angels, and you will get a list of supplies that you'll need to go shopping for, and then you'll bring over to the Salvation Army for us to donate those needs to those specific families and children. Alongside that, you know, we also need hands to help distribute those. If you've never distributed the supplies to the recipients, to the actual angels that are receiving them, it is remarkable. I want to encourage you to consider that as well. It's a two-day program in which those goods get distributed, and it's there at the Salvation Army. And again, it's just a remarkable program where you're dropping these items off to these individuals as they come through in their vehicle and they're picking up supplies. But the families that receive this service, they're just so thankful to everyone that gives not only their time, but their money as well.
So if you go to SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org, right there on the, you can't miss it. It's the first thing you see is Angel Tree registration on the homepage there. And again, that starts October 1st. And that's SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.com. And let me go back to the Red Kettle as well for a quick question, Jay. So if someone wants to sign up to ring the bell, I see Register to Ring is an online place to do that. Is that the best way to register?
Yes, Register to Ring, absolutely. You're going to get all the locations and time slots available there within the Rutherford County area, and all that will be online. And then you can also sign up if you've got some teammates at work or church or maybe just a group of friends that want to come out and give back. You can do that as well. If you have a civic group, those are always great to come out and volunteer. Even if you have maybe a group of children, maybe, you know, it's the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts, and they need to do something, as long as they are accompanied by an adult that's 18 years or older, hey, we would love to have them out. It's nothing like seeing a young child out there ringing the bell, giving back their time, and knowing that they're making a difference in the community.
Yeah, and those who have to have volunteer hours for college scholarships and things of that nature, I mean, this is a wonderful opportunity for them as well. So last couple of minutes here, a couple of things to talk about. And maybe talk about the volunteer opportunities that maybe are there, not just during the holiday time.
Right, yeah, and there's several opportunities all year. You know, daily meals are served at the Salvation Army. That's part of what we do at the Salvation Army. You know, we provide funding to individuals to and families to keep them in their home. We provide emergency shelter, you know, as well for individuals that are in need, and then food on a daily basis for those individuals in need. So we want to invite you out again. You know, this is another great opportunity just to come and volunteer, but, you know, you'd be serving those daily meals to those individuals in need.
Jay, will there be a Beyond the Bells? Are there things coming up in the spring that maybe we need to know about and let listeners know?
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's a couple of events that are going to happen after the bell ring takes place and after that concludes. So Beyond the Bells, that is an event, a fundraiser event for the Salvation Army, and that will take place. You'll be notified, and we'll send something out as soon as we get a date in place for that. But if you are a company out there and you're looking to sponsor things this next year, by all means, in 2025, please let us know. We would love for you and your organization to join us at Beyond the Bells. And then we also have another event, and that takes place in Nashville. It's called Drive for Hope, and so it's that's taking a swing at poverty and assisting those individuals in need of the Salvation Army.
So a couple of great opportunities, and if folks are looking at, you know, I know businesses look at the end of the year, what they want to do for the next fiscal year if your starts in January. And so this would be a great opportunity to get involved. And, of course, with the Red Kettle campaign and Angel Tree, just lots of great things going on with the Salvation Army. And this stays right here, the Kettle funds that are donations that are made stay right here in Rutherford County, and the Angel Tree helping families, young children, seniors right here in our community. So, Jay, appreciate your work. Salvation Army, Murfreesboro.org and registertoring.com to sign up for Kettles, and appreciate your hard work there with Salvation Army, pal.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brian.
Absolutely. Jay Sanders joining us today, the chair of the Salvation Army Advisory Council from Middle Tennessee Electric. That's it for the show today. Hope you have a great day, and we'll see you back here next time for another edition of Rutherford Issues.